A field day this week at the Citrus Research and Education Foundation's Lake Placid Grove draws approximately 70 to hear some interesting research updates and to learn about the research grove that is overseen by the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred. One report that caught several growers' attention came from University of Florida researcher Tim Spann, who indicated that a comprehensive granular fertilization program may sustain trees in HLB-infected groves without the need for elaborate foliar spray programs. This is interesting because the emphasis in recent years has been on foliar nutrition programs aimed at keeping HLB-infected trees productive. Those attending the field days also learned more about leaf miner research, windbreaks to curtail canker spread, citrus health management areas, and advanced citrus production systems from several University of Florida researchers and an extension agent. Reports on some of these and other citrus research issues will appear in the near future in the citrus section at www.southeastagnet.com. A field day handout contained a report about the abundance of wildlife at the research grove, which is surrounded on most sides by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's property. It said deer are a nuisance because of their browsing of young reset trees, but the most troublesome animals so far have been wild pigs. An electrified fence was constructed around the property, but has not kept the pigs out. The handout said the hogs are intelligent animals and will find a way through or under the fence. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.